Well, here we are at the final session of our survey of the New Testament. We want to talk about the book of Revelation.
Orang bakal ngebahas kitab Wahyu.
An unveiling.
Tujuh penyingkapan.
We want to discover why for most people it's anything but an unveiling and a revelation.
Bakal mendakan kang usasirna jalmi hiji penyingkapan anu hiji pewahyuan.
As we come to this most important and fascinating book, it becomes very evident we need a proper approach.
Urang dugi ka kitab paling penting, sareng menarik janten pisan anu ngabutuhkeun di hiji pendekatan.
As with all of scripture, we need to rightly divide the word of truth.
Seperti sadaya dawuhan pangeran urang peryogi ngabagikeun dawuhan bebeneran ieu.
We must let the Bible speak for itself, not make it say what we think it ought to say.
Kawias kitab suci ngajelaskeun dirina nyalira sanes nanu diemu sareng kedah dicarioskeun.
And so as we begin our study of this important book, I would like to talk a bit about rightly dividing the word of truth.
Urang ngawitan pelajaran nu penting ieu, abdi bakal nyarios ngeunaan pemisahan dawuhan bebeneran sareng leres.
A proper study of the word of God requires that we answer 4 questions.
Hiji studi dawuhan pangeran anu tepat ngaisyaratkeun yen urang ngajawab 4 patarosan.
The first question we must answer is, what does the passage itself say?
Patarosan kahijinya eta naon anu dicarioskeun pasal eta.
We must see what the author wrote.
Urang ningali naon anu diserat ku nu nyerat.
That means we must read and reread a passage.
Hartosna urang kedah ngaos hiji deui pasal.
Then the second thing we must ask ourselves,
anu kadua nyaeta urang kedah naros ka diri urang nyalira.
What does the passage mean by what it says?
Naon nu dimaksud pasal ieu sareng naon anu dicarioskeunana.
For example, Jesus said, you must be born again.
Pamana Yesus nyarios kedah dilahirkeun deui.
That's what John says in his text. Jesus said that.
Nyaieuku Yesus dicarioskeun dina teks Yesus nyarioskeun eta.
But what does that mean?
Tapi naon
Nicodemus missed it. He thought it meant to be born again physically.
Nicodemus teu ngartosin kana hal eta anjeunna ngemut yeun anjeunna kedah dilahirkeun deui sejatina.
That's not what Jesus meant.
Ieu sanes
So we first of all must find out what does the passage say.
Jadi ngawitan urang kedah terang naon anu dicarioskeun pasal
eta. What does it mean?
Naon maksudna?
In its original setting.
Dina kaayaan aslina.
And that's where we may need some help from other Bible tools at points.
Nyaeta maksudna urang peryogi pitulung dibantu kitab suci.
Now once we discover what the Bible means, then we have to relate it to what the rest of Scripture says.
Urang mendakan naon kuku kitab suci dimaksudkeun urang ngahubungkeunana sareng bagian sanes dawuhan pangeran.
So the third question we have to answer is, how does this fit with the rest of the Bible?
Patarosan katilu nyaeta urang kedah ngawaler kumaha ieu sami sareng bagian sanes ti kitab suci.
Because the Bible can't contradict itself because it's the same author behind all the books, the Holy Spirit.
Kitab suci teu papalingpang margi pangarang anu sami dipengkeureunana aya Roh Kudus.
By the way, that's where much false teaching comes when people only teach a portion of what the Bible says, not all of what it says.
Jur ajaran sesat waktu jalmi mung ngajar hiji bagian kitab suci sanesadaya anu dicarioskeun kitab suci.
And then the fourth question we must ask is, what does it mean for me today?
Patarosan kaopat anu kedah kurang diajukeun nyaeta naon maksudna kanggo abdi janten dinten ieu.
That's the reason the Bible was written, to change our lives.
Ieu alesanna kitab suci diserat kanggo ngarobi hidup
urang. But we have to come back eventually to that text we began with.
Akhirna urang kada balik deui kana teks nu ku urang dikawitan.
What is the purpose of the Bible?
Naon tujuan kitab suci?
Remember, it's twofold.
Ieu aya dua segi.
It's to make us wise into salvation through faith in Christ.
Kanggo damel urang terang ngeunaan kasalametan ngalangkungan iman ka Kristus.
And to equip us for every good work.
Kanggo ngalengkepan urang nganggo midamel setiap pada
manahna. What could be more practical than that?
Ngalangkungan praktis tibatan eta.
So that's why we have to carefully ask the first 3 questions so we can come to that last question and answer it properly.
Ieu sababna urang kedah hati-hati ngajukeun 3 patarosan ngawitan sapados urang tiasa dugi ka patarosan terakhir sareng ngawalerna tepat.
Now as we look at the word of God, we need to understand and let God say what he wants to say.
Sawatara urang ningali dina dawuhan Allah, urang peryogi ngartos sareng carisan Allah, nyaris kenaon ku anjeunna hoyong sareskeun.
And that's the approach I intend to take with the book of Revelation.
Ieu pendekatan ku abdi maksad kanggo diterapkeun dina kitab Wahyu.
What does it say?
Nu dicarioskeun ayat eta.
What does it actually say?
Nu saleresna dicarioskeunana.
A lot of people say the book of Revelation says things that are not there.
Jalmi nyariuskeun kitab Wahyu nyariuskeun hal anu teu aya di dinya.
What does it mean?
Maksudna?
How does this fit in with the rest of what scripture teaches?
Kumaha ieu teh cocok sareng ajaran bagian-bagian sana sina kitab suci.
And what's the message for me today that will change my life?
Nah, pesenna kangu abdi dinten ayeuna anu bakal ngalungkeun
abdi. What I'd like us to do is to put ourselves, as it were, in the shoes of those people in the first century who received the book of Revelation for the first time.
Naon angku abdi hoyong urang pidamel nya eta nempatkeun diri urang sakumaha ayana dina sapatu jalma-jalma abad nu ngawitan nu nampi kitab Wahyu kanggo munggaran.
Turn to the first chapter.
Mangga urang balikan pasal nu ngawitan.
And look at the first three verses.
Urang ningali dina tilu ayat nu ngawitan.
Revelation 1:1-3.
Wahyu hiji ayat hiji dugi ka tilu.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything that he saw.
Ieu wahyu Yesus Kristus, wahyu ti Allah, anjeunna sangkan dipintongkeun ka sakabeh abdina perkara-perkara nu bakal tereh kajadian. Kristus ngutus malaikatna mintonkeun ieu wahyu ka Yohanes abdina.
What is it that he testified to? The word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Yohanes nyarioskeun sakabeh tetinggalanana nya ieu pertelaanana nu diandikakeun ku Allah jeung nu dipintonkeun ku anjeunna di Yesus Kristus.
Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart what is written in it, because the time is near.
Salamat anu maraca katut ngadarengekeun kana ieu pangandika tur ngimankeun sugri anu kauni di dunya sabab tereh pijadieunana.
Notice that third verse.
Katerosan ayat nu katilu.
The one who was taking this revelation and reading it to each of the churches is blessed.
Anjeunna nu nyanak wahyu ieu sareng ngaoskeun ka satiap gereja nu sukabunga.
And so are the ones who hear what is read if they keep the words.
Sareng kitu maranehna nu ngadangukeun naon anu diaoskeun upami maranehna taat kana ruhan ieu.
Now how could the reader and the hearers be blessed if they didn't understand it?
Kumaha nu ngaos sareng anu ngadangu sukabunga upami maranehna tos ngartos?
They had to understand it in order to keep the words to receive the blessing.
Maranehna kadangar tos supados tiasa taat kana dawuhan.
So I understand the book of Revelation to be a book that you can understand.
Kitu di abdi ngartos kitab Wahyu kada janten hiji kita beku saderek tina ngartos.
It really is a revelation.
Ieu teh saleresna hiji pawahyuan.
It's not what a revelation?
Sanes mung hiji pawahyuan.
No, what a revelation!
Lepat sanes pisan hiji pawahyuan.
You can understand.
Saderek tiasa ngartos hal eta.
Just like those first century believers did.
Kami sapertos jalmi-jalmi percanten abad ngawitan ngalartos.
And as you do, you will be blessed.
Sareng waktu saderek midamel, saderek bakal sukabunga.
Not frightened.
Taung sieun.
And look at it.
Nah, urang ningali dawuhan eta.
Can we let it speak for itself?
Nah, urang angken dawuhan eta nyaris leira, mangga urang pedamel.
Now notice it says in the first verse it's a revelation of Jesus Christ.
Ieu paratoskeun nu dicarioskeun dina ayat ngawitan nya eta wahyu Yesus Kristus.
This can be understood two ways.
Biasa diperhatoskeun dina dua cara.
It's a revelation that Jesus Christ gives.
Hiji wahyu nu dipasikeun ya Yesus Kristus.
And it's a revelation of Jesus himself.
Sareng ieu hiji wahyu ngeunaan Yesus salirana.
It's both.
Kaduana.
It's a revelation that was given to him by God to give to his servants.
Hiji wahyu anu dipasikeun ka anjeunna ku Allah kanggo didugikeun ka hamba-hambana.
And what is that revelation?
Naon ari wahyu teh?
It's a revelation of himself.
Eta hiji pernyataan ngeunaan dirina nyalira.
Let me use this chart to show what I mean.
Inkeun abdi nganggo grafik ieu nganggo nunjukeun ka abdi maksadna.
Four times in the book of Revelation there's a little phrase.
Opat kali dina kitab Wahyu aya sakedik frasa.
You'll find it for the first time in chapter 1 verse 10.
Kaderek bakal mendakan kanggo nungawitan dina pasal 1 ayat 10.
When John says I on the Lord's day was in the spirit.
Yohanes nyarios dina dintenan pangeran abdi di kawasan kuro.
And as a result of being in the spirit, he sees and hears something.
Hasilna di kawasan roh anjeunna ningali sareng ngadangu hiji hal.
And then he begins to describe what he's hearing and what he's seeing.
Anjeunna ngawitan ngabahas nanu ku anjeunna didangu sareng katingali.
He's receiving a revelation.
Anjeunna nuju nampi wahyu.
This phrase comes again in chapter 4 verse 3. I was in the spirit.
Rasaya aya deui dina pasal 4 ayat 2 abdi engal-engal di kawasan kuro.
It comes again in chapter 17 verse 3. I was in the spirit.
Ieu teh dina pasal 17 ayat 3 dina roh abdi dicandak ka padang pasir.
It comes a fourth time in chapter 21 verse 10. I was in the spirit.
Ieu aya opat kajadian dina pasal 21 ayat 10 teras dilebet roh.
And each time there's a revelation.
Tiap kali aya hiji wahyu.
An unveiling of things that were not previously understood.
Hiji panyingkapan hal-hal anu sateu acana teu diperhatoskeun.
And what a revelation it is.
Nya ieu wahyu tea.
It's a revelation of Jesus Christ himself.
Hiji wahyu ngeunaan Yesus Kristus nyalira.
The first revelation in chapter 1 and 2 and 3 is a revelation of Jesus Christ, Lord of the Church.
Wahyu anu ngawitan dina pasal 1, 2, 3 nyaeta hiji wahyu ngeunaan Yesus Kristus Gusti ti Gereja.
Second revelation beginning in chapter 4 through verse 16 is a revelation of Jesus Christ as Lord of History.
Wahyu anu kadua dikawitan dina pasal 4 dugi ka 16 nyaeta wahyu ngeunaan Yesus Kristus salaku Gusti dina sejarah.
The third revelation in chapter 17 through 20 is a revelation of Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Wahyu nu katilu nu pasal 17 ugi ka 20 nyaeta hiji wahyu ngeunaan Yesus Kristus salaku raja di luhureun sagala raja.
And the fourth and final revelation in chapters 21 and 22 is Jesus Christ as Lord God Almighty.
Wahyu nu kaopat sareng wahyu nu panutup tina pasal 21 sareng 22 nyaeta Yesus Kristus salaku Gusti Allah anu maha kawasa.
The book of Revelation is a revelation of the increasing lordship of Jesus Christ.
Kitab Wahyu nyaeta hiji pernyataan ngeunaan ningkatna katuhanan Yesus Kristus.
Now he's already Lord.
Anjeunna parantos janten Gusti.
But the revelation comes in increasing ways.
Tapi pernyataan dongkap dina cara-cara ningkat.
He is first of all Lord of his church.
Anjeunna nyaeta nu ngawitan di sadayana Gusti ti Gereja.
And we see that clearly in the seven letters to the seven churches.
Urang ningali eta jelas dina tujuh serat ka tujuh gereja.
Now, is there anywhere in the text that it says that these seven churches represent seven church ages?
Ayeuna ayakeun dina tes di mana wae yen dicarioskeun tujuh gereja ngawakilan tujuh gereja sagala jaman.
I don't see it.
Abdi ningali eta.
Let's let the Bible speak for itself.
Ngantep kitab suci ngajelaskeunana.
Why do we have these seven churches?
Nah, disebatkeun tujuh gereja.
Ephesus,
Smyrna, Mirna,
and Thyatira,
Tiatira,
Pergamus,
Pergamus,
Sardis, and Laodicea.
Sardis, Laodicea.
That's the way the postman went. He took the letter and read it to each of these, and they were one after another. He was on a geographical route, going right around in a clockwise circle.
Nyakil cara tukang pos didamel, anjeuna nyandak serat ka masing-masing jalma ti hiji tempat ka tempat nusanesna. Anjeuna nempuh rute geografis nurutan jarum jam.
Now he could have gone the other way.
Anjeuna tiasa mios ka jurusan nusanes.
And go to Ephesus first and then to Laodicea.
Ngawitan mios ka Ephesus sareng teras ka Laodicea.
So the order of the churches has only to do with geography, it has nothing to do with ages.
Janten urutan gereja-gereja mung nurutkeun letak geografis teu aya kaitan sareng jaman.
Paul was John was on the little island of Patmos about 35 miles off the coast.
Yohanes aya di Pulau Patmos kira-kira 35 mil ti pantai.
Now he sent the letter that's been written to the churches and now somebody will go around and read the entire letter to each of the seven churches.
Anjeunna ngirimkeun serat nu parantos diserat ka gereja-gereja, bakal nguriling sareng ngaoskeun sadaya serat ka tujuh gereja.
Now let's take a look at this first revelation of Jesus Christ, Lord of his church.
Mangga urang tingali wahyu nu ngawitan ti Yesus Kristus Gusti di gereja.
In each case it says to the angel of the church at Ephesus, Smyrna, Thyatira, right around the circle.
Setiap masalah diseratkeun ku malaikat di jemaat di Efesus, Smyrna, Thyatira, tempat di sakurilingan tempat eta.
And then at the end of each letter, there's this little phrase. Look in chapter 2, verse 7.
Dina akhir unggal serat ayat sakedik prasa tingali dina pasal 2 ayat 7.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 7.
Wahyu pasal 2 ayat 7.
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
Mundu masa begatili denge sakurung diandikakeun ku roh ka jamaah.
So everyone heard all seven letters, and therefore, if they had an ear, what were they to do?
Jenten setiap orang anu parantos ngadangu ke tujuh serat eta, serengku kituna upami maranena ngagaduhan celi naonu kedah maranena pidamal.
They were to keep the words of Christ that were given to every church.
Maranena kedatangan kana dawuhan Kristus anu dipasihkeun ke setiap gereja.
Why were they to do this?
Nah maranena midamal eta.
Look what it says in the next part of verse 7.
Mengatingali anu dicarioskeun dina saterasna ayat 7.
So they might overcome.
Baros maranehna meunang.
So the people at Ephesus were not just to listen to the letter to the Ephesians, they were to listen to all the other six letters too.
Jemaat Efesus mengadangukeun serat kanggo jemaat Efesus maranehna oge ngadangukeun genep serat sanesna.
Because there was a sevenfold message of Jesus Christ, Lord of the church, to his church.
Aya pesen rangkap tujuh ti Yesus Kristus Gusti ti gereja jeung gereja.
And they must give heed to all of what he is saying if they are to overcome.
Maranehna kada memperhatikan sadaya nu ku anjeunna dicarioskeun upami maranehna hoyong meunang.
So what did those first believers hear as they heard the book of Revelation read?
Jenten naon nu kadangu jalma-jalma percanten ieu waktos maranehna ngadangu kitab wahyu diaoskeun.
They all heard the message to the church at Ephesus, return to your first love.
Maranehna sadaya ngadangu pesen ka gereja di Efesus, balik deui ka kasih anjeun anu baheula.
They all heard the message of the church to Smyrna, be faithful to death.
Maranehna ngadangu pesen ka gereja di Smyrna, sing setia nepi ka maot.
They all heard the message to the church at Pergamos, refuse compromise.
Maranehna sadaya ngadangu pesen ka gereja di Pergamos, tong kompromi.
They all heard the message to the church at Thyatira, repent of immorality.
Maranehna sadaya ngadangu pesen ka gereja di Thyatira, geura tobat ti tingkah pola asila.
They all heard the church that had received the message at Sardis, wake up and live.
Maranehna ngadangu pesen ka gereja di Sardis, geura hudang jeung kuatkeun anu kumasih ku ampir maot.
And they all heard the message of the church at Philadelphia, hold on to what you have.
Sareng maranehna sadaya ngadangu pesen ka gereja di Philadelphia, cekelan naon anu geus aya di maneh.
And they all heard the message to the church at Laodicea.
Maranehna sadaya ngadangu pesen ka gereja di Laodikia.
Open the door and let Christ rekindle your passion for him.
Buka panto jeung wios Kristus ngobarkeun kaasih anjeun ka anjeunna.
This is the full message of Jesus Christ to his church that we must heed if we would be overcomers.
Nya pesan lengkap Yesus Kristus ka gerejana yen urang kedah merperhatikeun nu hoyong meunang.
You see, the number 7 is symbolic.
Kadek ningali bilangan 7 nyata simbol.
For completeness.
Kanggo kasampurnaan.
For totality.
Kanggo kasaluruhan.
For universality.
Kanggo sakuliah dunya.
There were more than 7 churches in Asia Minor.
Aya langkung ti 7 gereja di Asia Alit.
There was the church at Colossae.
Aya gereja Kolosa.
The church at Hierapolis.
Aya gereja Hierapolis.
There were more than 7 churches.
Aya langkung ti 7 gereja.
But 7 churches were chosen as a number of perfection and totality and completeness.
Tapi 7 gereja dipilih kanggo bilangan anu sampurna, kaseluruhan sareng lengkap.
So we should listen to the entire message because it's given to the entire church, irrespective of what age you may live.
Janten urang sakedana ngadangukeun sadaya pesen eta kumargi eta dipasikeun ka sadaya gereja anu leupas tina jaman naon sadaya.
See how easy it is to understand Revelation if we let it speak for itself?
Nangga tingali sakitu gampangna kanggo ngartos kitab wahyu, kitab suci ngajelaskeun diri nanyarira.
Now that's the first revelation.
Nyaeta wahyu nu ngawitan.
What a revelation.
Takitu saya na hiji wahyu.
What would happen if the church heeded these 7 points today?
Naon anu bakal kajantenan upami gereja merhatoskeun ka 7 pesen nu ayeuna?
It would become a victorious, triumphant, overcoming church.
Jina bakal janten gereja nu ngagaduan kamenangan, jaya tiasa ngatasa masalah.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying.
Kanu ngagaduan cili, kedanaan jina ngadangukeun naon anu cariuskeun roh ka jemaat.
This is what the Spirit's saying.
Ieu naon anu dicariuskeun ku roh.
And he's been saying it ever since the first century.
Dengan jina parantos nyarios kangawitan ti abad kahiji.
Will this be the generation that will hear?
Ye janten generasi nu bakal ngadangukeun.
Will this be the overcoming generation?
Ye janten generasi nu meunang.
May it be so.
Panginten kitu.
Let's look at the second revelation.
Mangga urang tingali pewahyuan kedua.
In chapter 4, verse 3, verse 2.
Dina pasal 4 ayat 2.
It's verse 2, not verse 3.
Ayat 2.
This is where we find a second time John was in the Spirit.
Dia urang nginginkeun kangau kadua kalina Yohanes di lebet roh.
And he sees a throne in heaven.
Anjeunna ningali dina hiji tahta di surga.
And he has a revelation now, an unveiling of God's throne.
Anjeunna keung pawahyuna nu nyikapkeun ngeunaan tahta Allah.
And there are five expansions of praise that he sees taking place in heaven.
Aya lima pujian ku anjeunna katingal ngajanten di surga.
Five hymns of great praise to God.
Lima pujian ti pujian agung ka Allah.
The four living creatures are praising.
Opat makhluk hirup nuju maruji.
Joined by the 24 elders who are praising.
Diturutan ku 24 sepuh-sepuh ke maruji.
Joined by many angels who are praising.
Carengan ku seueur malaikat ku ke maruji.
Joined by innumerable creatures in heaven and earth and under the earth praising God.
Ngagabung oge makhluk-makhluk anu teu kaetang jumlahna di sorga sareng di bumi sareng di handap bendunya.
And all of creation is praising the living God.
Sareng sadaya ciptaan nuju maruji Allah anu hirup.
People of every tongue, tribe, kindred and nation.
Jalmi ti satiap bahasa suku keluarga sareng bangsa.
But right in the midst of that revelation,
tengah-tengah wahyu eta,
John is very disturbed because he sees something happening.
Yohanes ngaraos kaganggu kumargi anjeunna ningali hiji hal.
And he begins to weep.
Anjeunna ngawita nangis.
Because there's a sealed scroll in God's right hand.
Kumargi dipanangan ka tuhu Allah aya gulungan kitab anu dimeterai.
And there's no one found worthy to unseal the scroll.
Teu saurang oge nu layak kanggo mabukana meterai gulungan kitab.
And then John hears a voice.
Yohanes ngadangu hiji soanten.
Don't weep.
Ulah ceri.
It's in chapter 5, verse 5.
Ieu aya dina pasal 5 ayat 5.
Let's read it.
Mangga urang aos.
Chapter 5, verse 5 of Revelation.
Pasal 5 ayat 5 dina kitab Wahyu.
Then one of the elders said to me, "Don't weep. See the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. He has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals."
Tapi dicamuk ku sasapuh anu saurang, saurna ulah nalangsa, aya nu pibisaeun muka tujuh segelna jeung muka gulungan nyaeta singa ti Yehuda anu pununjul ngeulik eusi eta gulungan kitab.
And when John looks, what does he see?
Waktos Yohanes ningali naon ku anjeunna katingali, mangga tingali dina ayat 6.
Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by four living creatures and the elders.
Bebay di tengah-tengah hareupeun singgasana anu dikawal ku opat makhluk, jeung sesepuh teh aya anak domba anu jigana urut tapak meuncit.
Who is the lion that has conquered?
Saha singa nu parantos meunang teh?
He is the Lamb of God.
Nyaeta anak domba Allah.
Slain from the foundation of the world.
Dipeuncit di dasar dunia.
He alone has the right to unveil the scroll's seals.
Mung anjeunna anu ngagaduhan hak muka meterai gulungan-gulungan kitab eta.
He will open the scroll and we will see its contents.
Anjeunna bakal muka gulungan eta sareng urang bakal ningali eusina.
And that's the next revelation, is the contents of the scroll.
Sareng wahyu ngalajengkeun nyaeta eusi ti gulungan-gulungan kitab eta.
It is what is going to happen in the future.
Naon anu bakal kajantenan di jaman anu bakal datang.
And there are three sets of sevens.
Aya tilu set anu sarba teh tujuh.
Seven seals.
Tujuh meterai.
Seven trumpets.
Tujuh sangkakala.
And seven bowls.
Tujuh cawan.
These are the outpourings of God's final wrath of judgment on a wicked and rebellious world.
Nyaya tercurahnya murkala dina penghakiman terakhir kanggo dunia jahat sareng nu berontak.
Now this is the part that most people think about when they think about the book of Revelation and they're afraid.
Ieu bagian anu seueur jalmi ngemut waktos maranehna ngemutkeun ngeunaan kitab Wahyu sareng maranehna janten sieun.
But I want you to see something here.
Tapi abdi hoyong saderek ningali
hal eta. Before there's the great breaking out of the wrath of God in judgment, something very important happens in chapter 7.
Kadatangan Allah ngahakiman kemerekat silakan anu ageung, hal eta kajadian penting nu kajantenan pasal 7.
Chapter 7 verse 3.
Pasal 7 ayat 3.
Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God.
Daratan, lautan, tatangkalan, ulah waka digempur, urang teh cap heula, tarang abdi-abdi Allah urang.
It's the sealing of the people of God.
Nya ieu umat Allah nu dimeteraikeun.
And he hears the number, it's a perfect number, 12,000 times 12 for each of the 12 tribes.
Anjeunna ngadangu jumlah hiji bilangan anu sampurna 12,000 kali 12 kanggo masing-masing suku 12 suku.
That's the number that he hears.
Eta jumlah nu ayeuna ngadangu.
Now what does he see?
Ayeuna anu ditingali.
After he hears the number, he opens his eyes and look at verse 9. What does he see?
Saparantos anjeunna ngadangu jumlah eta anjeunna muka socana sareng uningan ningali ayat 8 naon anu ditingalina.
And he looks and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, language standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb.
Tidinya simkuring ningal jelema mang pirang-pirang reana tanpa wilangan. Ti sagala bangsa, seler-seler bangsa, kaum-kaum jeung basa-basa, narangtung payuneun singasana jeung anak domba.
He hears a number.
Anjeunna ngadangu hiji jumlah.
He sees a multitude.
Anjeunna ngadangu hiji kumpulan ageung.
From every nation.
Setiap bangsa.
Including the Jewish nation.
Bangsa Yahudi.
Tribe, kindred and tongue.
Suku, keluarga, sareng bahasa.
And they are sealed.
Sareng maranehna dimeteraikeun.
What's this sealing about?
Meterai ieu nujukeun naon?
They're the servants of God.
Maranehna nyaeta hamba-hamba Allah.
What's the opposite of the seal of God?
Naon lawan ti eta meterai Allah?
The mark of the beast.
Tanda satu tanukan.
666.
Genep, genep, genep.
That's in chapter 13.
Ayat dina pasal 13.
So there are two groups of people.
Dan ayat dua kelompok jalmi.
Mark of the beast.
Nu dipasihan tanda kusato.
The seal of God.
Sarang dimeteraikeun ku Allah.
Now it doesn't say here what the seal of God is.
Dicarioskeun dina naon meterai Allah.
It does say in Ephesians 1:13 we are sealed with the precious with the promised Holy Spirit.
Ieu dicarioskeun dina Efesus 1 ayat 13 urang dimeteraikeun ku Roh Kudus.
And what is the distinctive difference between the believer and the non-believer?
Naon perbedaan nu katingali antara jalmi pertanten sareng jalmi nu teu pertanten?
Paul puts it in these words in Romans chapter 8 verse 9.
Paulus nyeratkeun dina Roma pasal 8 ayat 8.
He who hath not the Spirit of Christ is none of his.
Tapi upami jalma teu ngagaduhan Roh Kristus, anjeunna sanes milik Kristus.
But we have his Spirit.
Tapi urang ngagaduhan rohna.
I believe that probably is to be understood as the seal of God.
Tapi pertanten jeung ieu panginten dipikaharto salah ku meterai Allah.
But be that as it may, the point is there are two groups of people.
Panginten oge anu penting di dia aya dua kelompok jalma.
Those who belong to the beast and those who belong to God.
Maranehna nu janten milik sato eta sareng maranehna nu jadi milik Allah.
Look in chapter 14.
Tingali dina pasal 14.
Of those who are sealed, how many of them will make it through and stand before the Lamb and the throne?
Jaranjeunna nu dimeteraikeun sabaraha urang di antarana maranehna tiasa nangtung di payuna anak domba.
Chapter 14 verse 1.
Pasal 14 ayat 1.
What does John see?
Naon nu ditingali ku Yohanes?
There they are, standing before the Lamb on Mount Zion. Pardon me, standing. Let me read verse 1, chapter 14, verse 1. Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads.
Lajeng abdi ningali saleresna anak domba ngadeg di Bukit Sion, tasarengan sareng 144,000 jalmi, sareng dina tarangna maranehna ditulisan namina, sareng nami bapana.
Verse 3.
Ayat 3.
They sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who would be redeemed from the earth.
Maranehna maruji hiji nyanyian engal di payuneun tata sareng di payuneun ka opat sato sareng sepuh-sepuh teu saurang oge anu tiasa diajar nyanyian eta salian ti 144,000 jalmi anu parantos ditebus.
Apparently these are the people who have come through all the great persecution of this last period of time.
Katingalina ieu jalma anu parantos nandangan panyiksa hebat di akhir jaman.
144,000 sealed, 144,000 safe.
144,000 dimeteraikeun, 144,000 diselametkeun.
It reminds us of what we learned in 2 Thessalonians.
Yeung emutkeun urang bakal naon anu parantos ku urang dipelajari dina 2 Tesalonika.
Yes, we may suffer persecution, but what are we delivered from?
Tara saderek panginten nalangsa jeung ku panyiksa tapi urang dibebaskeun tina naon?
The wrath to come.
Murka anu bakal datang.
It's very much like what happened in the story of the Exodus out of Egypt.
Ieu mirip pisan sareng naon anu kajantenan dina kisah budalan waktu Israel kaluar ti Mesir.
God's people were sealed.
Umat Allah dimeteraikeun.
The plagues did not come upon them.
Ulah-ulah teu keuna ka maranehna.
But they did suffer persecution.
Tapi maranehna nalangsa ku panyiksaan.
Because the Egyptians were upset.
Margi urang-urang Mesir ngambek.
And they took it out on the Israelis.
Maranehna ngabudalkeun ambekna ka jalma-jalma Israel.
So they suffered opposition and persecution and tribulation.
Maranehna nalangsa perlawanan penganiayaan sareng kasangsaraan.
But they were delivered from the wrath of the plagues.
Tapi maranehna dibebaskeun tina murka dina wujud tulah-tulah.
Because those plagues only came on the worshippers of the false gods of Egypt.
Kumargi tulah-tulah eta mungkin akan nyarembah dewa-dewa Mesir.
And so it's not surprising in chapter 15.
Jeung ngaherankeun dina pasal 15.
What is the song that these people sing?
Lagu naon dikawikeun ku jalma-jalma?
It's the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb.
Eta nyanyian Musa sareng nyanyian anak domba.
You can read the song of Moses in Exodus 15.
Kaderek tiasa ngaos nyanyian Musa dina Kaluaran 15.
It's the song the people sang as they came through the Red Sea.
Ieu lagu nu jalma-jalminya nyikeun waktu maranehna muntas laut merah.
Delivered out of the house of bondage.
Dibebaskeun tina jajahan.
And so it is. This is the song of God's people who have come through that time of great tribulation.
Karena kitu nyanyian umat Allah anu parantos ngalangkungan masa penganiayaan.
Safe because they're sealed.
Selametkeun ku margi maranehna dimeteraikeun.
And they sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb.
Sareng maranehna nganyanyikeun nyanyian Musa sareng nyanyian anak domba.
And notice what it says in verse 4.
Perhatikeun naon anu tos dicarioskeun dina ayat 4.
In fact, let's read both verses, verse 3 and 4.
Faktorna manggaos ayat 3 sareng 4.
Here's the song they sang.
Eta nyanyian anu kumaranehna dinyanyikeun.
Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed.
Ageung sareng ajaib sagala padamelan anjeunna Gusti Allah, maka wasa adil sareng leres jalan. Raja sagala bangsa saha nu teu nyieun pangeran sareng nu teu ngamulyakeun nami anjeunna. Sabab mung anjeuna anu kudus, sadaya bangsa bakal datang sareng sujud nyembah anjeuna.
The purpose of this second and longest revelation is to show those who are the Lord's and those who are not.
Tujuan ti wahyu anu kadua sareng anu pangpanjang nyaeta kanggo nunjukeun saha anu janten milik pangeran sareng manarehna anu ngamilikna.
Those who follow the forces of unrighteousness, that is Satan, the beast and the false prophet.
Maranehna nurutan kakuatan-kakuatan jahat nyaeta sato eta sareng nabi palsu.
And those who are the servants of God who follow Him and the Lamb and the Spirit. Sareng
maranehna nu janten hamba-hamba Allah anu nurutan anjeunna sareng anak domba sareng roh.
This is the great final conflict between the unholy Trinity and the Holy Trinity.
Nyaya konflik ageung terakhir di antara Tritunggal Iblis sareng Tritunggal nu kudus.
These receive wrath.
Nampi murkana.
These only receive tribulation.
Mung nampi kasangsaraan.
Fear not him who can destroy body.
Tong sieun ka anjeunna nu tiasa mehan awak.
But fear him who can destroy body and soul in hell. Fear God.
Tapi kudu sieun ku anjeunna nu tiasa mehan awak sareng jiwa di neraka, kudu sieun ku Allah.
These are the God-fearers.
Nyaeta jalma-jalma nu sieun ku Allah.
Therefore they only receive tribulation.
Kitu na maranehna mung nampi kasangsaraan.
And although killed, they are in the presence of the Lord.
Sareng upami dipaehan maranehna aya di hadirat Allah.
And they overcame him, Satan, by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb, for they loved not their lives unto death.
Sareng maranehna ngerekeun aranjeunna getih anak domba sareng kucariosan kasaksian aranjeunna kumargi maranehna teu mikaasih ka nyawa maranehna di lebet maut.
But these suffered eternal loss.
Tapi ieu teh nalangsa nu langgeng.
But even in the wrath of God on the ungodly.
Tapi dina murka Allah ka jalmi-jalmi nu teu hirup kudus.
There is mercy.
Masih aya kamurahan.
Look in chapter 9 verse 21.
Mangga tingali pasal 8 ayat 21.
Pardon me, chapter 9 verse 20 and 21.
Apunten pasal 8 ayat 20.
What's the purpose of these plagues of God's judgment in wrath?
Naon tujuan titulah-tulah penghakiman sareng murka Allah teh?
It was to get them to repent while there was still time.
Nyaya supaya manusia bertobat mungpung masih aya waktos.
But it says they would not repent.
Tapi dicarioskeun maranehna teh tobat.
They did not stop worshiping demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone and wood.
Maranehna teu leuleun nyembah ka roh-roh jahat sareng berhala-berhala ti emas. Sareng perak, sareng tambaka, batu, sareng
kayu. They did not repent of their murders, magic arts, or sorceries, and sexual immorality, or thefts.
Maranehna teu tobat ti maehan, sihir, cabul, sareng maling.
God is merciful even in judgment.
Allah murah teh pas di penghakiman.
For he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Kumargi teu hoyong saurang anu maot, tapi sadayana bakal tobat.
This is the message of the second revelation. What a revelation.
Nyaya pesen ti wahyu anu kadua sakitu saena kitab wahyu.
And we should understand these threefold sevens of seven seals and seven trumpets and seven bowls like labor pains.
Sareng sakadana ngartos tilu macam hal anu serba tujuh-tujuh materai, tujuh sangkakala, tujuh cawan sapertos nyeri dina waktos nuju babaran.
You don't count them down and say 21, 20, 19, 18. We're getting close. 17, 16. You don't count down labor pains.
Kaderek tengetang 20, 20, 18, 18, anu bagi caket 17, 16, tengetang rasa nyeri waktu wabaran.
The women know what I'm talking about. I don't.
Istri-istri terang nanu anu ku abdi dicaraskeun abdi henteu.
But what I do know is that what it seems we have happening here are the same kind of labor pains that we see back in the days when God was delivering his people out of Egypt.
Naon ku abdi diterangkeun yen naon anu katingali ka jantenan di dieu nya eta sajenis rasa nyeri waktos babaran sapertos urang ningal dinten-dinten waktos Allah ngabebaskeun umatna ti
Mesir. When a new nation was being born out of a tribulation.
Hiji bangsa nu engal dilahirkeun ti hiji kasangsaraan.
We see the increased frequency and intensity of these great outpourings of wrath.
Urang ningali jumlah nu ningkat sareng identitas ti curahan murka Allah.
In fact, Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 24 speaks about these labor pains and uses that very word to talk about the signs of the age.
Yesus dina Matius pasal 24 nyaroskeun kumanyerina dina waktos ngalahirkeun sareng ngagunakeun carosan ieu kanggo ngajelaskeun tanda-tanda jaman.
Who are those that will overcome?
Anu bakal unggul?
Those who have an ear and heed and obey what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Aranjeunna anu ngagaduhan cepil sareng ngalenyepan sarta taat kana parentah roh anu nuju diparentah ku gareja.
They may suffer persecution, but never wrath.
Aranjeuna panginten nampi panganiayaan tapi tekan tos bendu.
The fourth revelation begins in chapter 17.
Wahyu nu kaopat ngawitan dina pasal 17.
I was in the spirit, says John.
Di lebet roh, saur Yohanes.
And now he has a revelation of the fall of the whole world system called Babylon.
Anjeuna king wahyu perkawis runtuna sadaya sistem dunia nu disebut Babel.
And it falls very quickly.
Sareng kajantenan teu kinten enggalna.
Because there is an internal battle in the system of the world.
Kumargi aya peperangan dina sistem dunia ieu.
And it causes their ruin and undoing.
Aya pisan nu janten lantaran ancurna sareng runtuhna.
That's so often what Satan does. He fights his own.
Sering dilakukeun ku setan maranehna merangan anu aranutna.
And there's the judgment of the whole world system that opposed God and his people.
Sareng aya penghakiman kanggo sadaya sistem dunia anu ngalawan ka Allah sareng jalmi-jalmi nu suci.
So we have in chapter 19 the great hymn of praise as God's kingdom now is ruling over the kingdoms of this world.
Kukituna urang tiasa ningal dina pasal 18, kumpulan jalmi seueur di surga ngarawi margi karajaan Allah marenta karajaan dunia.
Revelation 19, 1 and 2.
Wahyu 18, 1 sareng 2.
Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants.
Haleluya, kawilujengan kamulyaan sareng kakawasaan nya eta kanggo Allah anu putusan mantena adil estu margi mantena anu parantos mutuskeun indung pelacuran anu mangaruksak dunya pagawena sareng mantena anu parantos mangmaleskeun kana dipatenina abdi-abdina.
The 24 elders and the four living creatures say, Amen, Hallelujah.
Sareng 24 sesepuh nu makhluk hirup teh nyarios, Amin, Hallelujah.
In verse 6 it says, The great multitude said, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth.
Dina ayat nu kagenep nyarios kumpulan jalmi seueur nyarios, Hallelujah, margi pangeran Allah urang anu maha kawasa parantos janten raja.
Now we see the coming of Christ riding on a white horse in chapter 19, verses 11 through 18.
Ayeuna urang ningali kasumpingan Kristus tunggang kuda bodas dina pasal 18, ayat 11 dugi ka 18.
With the armies of heaven he comes and conquers.
Sareng pasukan surga mantena sumping sareng ngelehkeun.
Verse 16 it says, On his robe and on his thigh this name was written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Dina ayat 16 dicarioskeun dina jubahna sareng pingpingna aya seratan raja sagala raja oge pangeran ti sagala pangeran.
The false prophet and the beast which is the antichrist were thrown into the lake of fire.
Nabi palsu sareng satetea sareng antikris digebruskeun ka jero lautan seuneu.
And for 1,000 years Satan was bound.
Dalam 1,000 tahun setan teh dibarogod.
And he tries again to oppose God and his people.
Manehna sateka pola ngalawan Allah sareng jalmi-jalmi suci.
And it says in verse 10 of chapter 20.
Dan disarioskeun dina ayat 10 tina pasal 20.
The fire came down and devoured his followers.
Di langit ragragan sineu nutungkeun para panganut iblis.
And verse 10 says, And the devil who had deceived the nations was thrown into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Ayat 10 nyaroskeun iblis nu nyasabkeun aranjeun digejeburkeun ka jero lautan seuneu sareng walirang nya eta sato sareng nabi palsu teh maranehna kenging panyiksa siang wengi nu langgeng.
Now if I had my choice, I would take a razor blade and cut out the next 5 verses.
Ayeuna upami abdi tiasa milih abdi bade ngabantun silet kanggo ngeureut 5 ayat saterasna.
But I dare not do that. This too is the word of God.
Tapi abdi teu wantun kitu margi ieu teh dawuhan Allah.
And you know what it says about anybody who adds or takes away from the word of God.
Terang anu dicarioskeun perkawis sing saha anu nambian tapi ngirangan dawuhan Allah.
We have to face the truth of this passage.
Janten urang kada mayunan kayaktian tina pasal nu ieu.
Who joins the unholy Trinity in the lake of fire?
Sing anu ngahiji jeung tritunggal iblis di lautan seuneu.
Who suffers a second death?
Kanu nandangan maut nu kadua.
It says it in verse 15.
Cariuskeun dina ayat kalima.
Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life.
Jalmi nu jerenganna teu aya saratanana dina kitab kehidupan.
Yes, there is everlasting judgment.
Ieu teh penghakiman anu langgeng.
I don't propose to understand it. I must let the Bible speak for itself. Of this I am certain. That is not God's will for these people. That's why we must reach people with the good news of Jesus Christ. We must work while it is day, for night comes when no man can work.
Kal datang waktu wengi anu moal tiasa ngadamel.
Now we come to the final vision.
Ayeuna urang
John is in his spirit for the fourth time.
Dugi ka katitingal nu akhir. Yohanes aya di lebet roh anu kaopat kalian.
And he sees a new heaven and a new earth.
Anjeuna ningali langit anyar sareng dunya anyar.
Sees the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven.
Ningali Yerusalem anu anyar lumusur ti sorga.
Folks, this is what we live for.
Bapa ibu nyaya pisan kurang diantos-antos.
We're the bride waiting for the bridegroom.
Kurang tepanginten istri anu nuju ngantosan panganten pamegat.
We long to be home with Jesus.
Mikahoyong ayah di bumi sarangan sareng Yesus.
Look at verse 3.
Tingali ayat 3.
There's the eternal covenant.
Ieu janji nu teu tiasa dirobi.
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them, and they will be his peoples, plural, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
Di lebah singasana aya nu sasauran, kiwari pakeman Allah geus ngadeg di tempat manusia. Di dinya Allah baris linggi salawasna sasarangan manusia, anu geus diangkat jadi umatna.
He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
Anjeuna bakal nyusut ci panonaran jeuna, maot oge moal aya, kasedih, kaceurik, balilihan, nalangsa, margi sadayana parantos kalangkung.
Verse 5.
Ayat 5.
He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new.
Nantena nu calik di sengasana ngadawuh, tempo sakabeh ku kami geus dianyarkeun.
Verse 6.
Ayat 6.
It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life.
Sakabeh geus kajadian, kami ieu alif jeung ya, anu awal jeung nu akhir. Jalmas nu halabab ku kami rek dibere nginum ti cinyusu kahirupan.
He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
Sisa unggul manehna bakal meunang sakabehna, sarta kami bakal jadi Allahna. Oge marane bakal jadi anak kami.
For this we have been created.
Ngoye urang diciptakeun.
This is the grand climax and culmination and consummation of the new covenant.
Eta klimak nu panggedena sarta kulminasi sareng wujudna tina perjanjian nu anyar.
When God's dwelling is fully with men.
Waktos Allah sareng manusia sama sekali teu ngadamel.
In the new Jerusalem.
Di Yerusalem nu anyar.
Look at verse 4 of chapter 22.
Tingali dina ayat 4 pasal 22.
They will see his face and his name will be on their foreheads.
Maranehna baris patepung rarai sareng jenenganna bade diserat dina tarang maranehna.
This is for which we have been made.
Kanggo ieu urang diciptakeun.
We long to be home.
Hoyong wangsul ka rorompok.
The covenant is fulfilled.
Janjina parantos dina kanan.
The curse is no more.
Maya deui anu nyapa.
Paradise has been regained.
Firdaus dikengkeun deui.
It actually says the tree of life is there.
Terasna dicarioskeun tangkal kahirupan teh aya di dinya.
That's the tree from which Adam and Eve were cut off when they sinned.
Ieu tangkal anu janten lantaran Adam sareng Hawa disingkirkeun dina waktos digebrus kana dosa.
Because God didn't want them to live forever in a fallen sinful state.
Kumarga Allah teu mikahoyong kaayaan hirup aranjeunna dina dosa.
But now that men are made right through the precious blood of Christ, they now have access, all the nations have access to the tree of life, and they shall live forever.
Tapi ayeuna manusia ditampi leres ngalangkungan geti Yesus anu hargaan, dugi kamaranena ngagaduhan akses segala bangsa, ngagaduhan akses tangkal kahirupan, sareng maranena bari sirup langgeng.
Verse 5 of chapter 22.
Ayat 5 pasal 22.
There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever.
Didinya mah poek moal aya deui, sarta maranehna teu merlukeun damar, jeung sinar panto poe, margi pangeran Allah baris nyaangan, sarta maranehna baris marentah jadi raja nu langgeng.
So we join the words of verse 17 in chapter 22.
Tapi kitu mangga urang tingali sarengkeun sareng dawuhanna dina ayat 17 pasal 22.
The Spirit and the bride say come. And let him who hears say come. And let him who is thirsty come, whoever wishes, and let him take of the free gift of the water of life.
Roh sareng panganten istri teh nyarios. Hiap kadarieu saha nu ngadangu kuduk nyarita hiap kadarieu nu halabab sok saha nu hayang nyiuk cai kahirupan teu kudu mayar.
It's a double cry.
Ieu disebut uleman kembar.
Maranatha, Lord, come back.
Maranatha, pangeran mangga sumping.
Come and drink of the water of life freely while there's still time.
Mangga sumping sareng ngaleut cai kahirupan. Teu kedah mayar salami waktosna kana.
He who loves to see Christ return.
Aranjeun anu ngantos sareng kasumpingan Kristus.
Will love to see people come to Christ.
Anu hayong ningali jalmi-jalmi sarumping ka Kristus.
He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon.
Anjeun anu nyaksian perkawis sadayana ngaleuweuh kami buru-buru datang.
Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Sanaos kitu enggal sumping Gusti Yesus.
Come to Jesus.
Mangga sumping ka Yesus.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with God's people. Amen and amen.
Anugrah Gusti Yesus Kristus nyarengan umat Allah. Amin. Amin.
Amen.